Today's episode of the BR Guest Podcast brought to you by your friends over at touringplans.com. Touringplans.com is the site to go to for independent and unbiased information that is statistically backed up, that's going to get you in the right situation to have the best vacation possible down at Walt Disney World. Touringplans.com is going to help you avoid all the lines and crowds that can make a Disney vacation not so magical. You'll also get access to Lines, which is the mobile application, which will give you up-to-the-minute wait times on your smartphone. Check them out over at www.touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 279 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and, of course, MagicalMouseRadio.com. And happy Monday to you. Take this week and make it an awesome one because we're here at the beginning of November and Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I can't believe it. It was just Halloween a couple weeks ago. And now, you know, the Christmas commercials have already started, so let's talk some Disney, escape all this madness here for a few minutes, and talk about our favorite place. So joining me here on a Monday, we have the full crew, because we're going to do a resort review today. Joining me, we have Disney. We have Ricky from a Disney World After All.com. It's going to be one of those days.
I can take the name Disney. Yes. I don't mind that one. I think that the Disney Corporation might be a little mad. Ooh, that's what I should name my kid. I wonder if Brian would fight me on that one. He probably would. Oh, gosh. Yeah, honey, I came up with a great name today for our future child, Disney.
And it could be a boy or a girl.
I know! It fits both ways. Oh, my God, it's perfect. He's so not going to go for that, though.
As you do know, Ricky, just staying that one little sound bite, you're going to have flying,
I know. I'm not pregnant. Don't worry. No babies. Nothing is happening. I promise. But, you know, we have that fight every once in a while of let's come up with a name, and we always can't come up with one together. So,
yeah, that was actually a good How I Met Your Mother about that topic.
I know. Exactly. I'm going to have to stock up on some lemons.
Very nice. Anyway, let's get to Disney here. And joining us also from down in the state of Florida, we have Debbie. What's going on, Debbie?
Well, hello. Can you believe the holidays are here, guys? I cannot believe this.
That's right. Well, you know, we're Disney fans, and you know that Disney starts Christmas in, late September, so
in
we're
July,
ready.
It seems like, exactly. Yeah.
I know. It's wonderful. I'm getting so jazzed up because the more the holidays get closer, the more exciting it all becomes. So, yay! This is so cool.
I know. I'm a huge fan of Christmas music, and I'm already at work behind the scenes on Magical Mouse Radio getting ready to flip that switch the day after Thanksgiving.
Woohoo!
I can't wait, let's do it.
You bet.
All right. And also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, your friend of mine, Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
I am ready for the season two. I'm already playing Christmas music at my house. Oh. I just have to say, not all the time, but I'm interspersing it throughout the day because I love it. I love, love, love it. I love the Disney Christmas music. I want my house decorated immediately. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yes,
everyone come to my house. We'll do it.
And everybody do check your calendars. Today is November 8th. But yes, we are already talking about Christmas. So it's going to be a long 2 months, I guess, if you're not a huge Christmas fan. But it always gets back to Disney. So today we're actually not talking about Christmas. We're going to do a resort review of the Treehouse Villas over at Disney Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa. So you know that we had our big event there, about a month ago. And it was outstanding spending time in the Treehouse Villas. I'm definitely a person who spends a majority of my vacation time at resorts like Pop Century, French Quarter. So this was definitely an eye-opening experience for me, being in a villa that has, a kitchen and bedrooms and a living room and a couch, and TVs everywhere you look. I mean, it was definitely something that I'll never, ever forget. But today we're going to talk about, the pros, and there are a few cons of staying in a treehouse villa and the amenities that you would get. So let's go the opposite way and start off with Pam. So, where do you want to go? What do you want to start with first? The actual room itself, the building, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, let's start with like the decor of the resort, because I will say that the first time I toured these when they first opened, that was one of the things that I really took away from my experience walking through the resorts. And one of the things that I think you kind of noticed right off the bat, it's very, it is contemporary in that it's all, you know, modern decor, and it's beautiful. I think they did such a fantastic job with the colors and the decorating they did throughout. It feels like a treehouse, but a very, very nice yes. treehouse.
Yes. yes.
So, you know, I love the little touches that they did throughout that just kind of remind you that you're at Disney. And one of my favorites is in the carpets, there is this little pattern of branches with berries on them. And some of the berries, of course, make a Mickey. And I think that's really cool. I love the way that they decorated the bathrooms. I think that the stone that they used and the colors they used, again, was really what I would expect to find in a really nice treehouse. And the granite and the wood that is prevalent throughout, I think all of those really combined to make a really nice feeling a villa. And I was happy with that part of it.
No, I agree. I thought that, you know, the colors were awesome. It definitely fit the woodsy feel. It, you know, kind of reminded me of like a Wilderness Lodge type theme, because it's, yeah. it's very similar. Some of the things that, you know, I recall that really stood out to me was the sink in the bathroom. I loved how it was. It's kind of hard to describe, but it was almost like it had like it was like a well where the water.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, you could see the water like coming out, like the top of it was taken off. So it kind of just drizzled down over the ledge. I'd never seen a sink like that before. And I thought that is a really cool touch, because it gives it kind of more of a rustic feel. But it was definitely contemporary and modern, but it was a very cool look. And another thing that I wanted to mention as far as the decor and just how it's laid out is that, you know, that most of the tree houses have a lot of steps. I mean, there's a lot of steps to get up to the treehouse. So if you have any kind of mobility issues, it can be, you know, quite a challenge to get up there. And, you know, we did have some folks that we, you know, it was really tough for them to get up there. And we thank them for understanding that this was just a unique setting and that, you know, they got up in there, and we appreciate that. But there are treehouse villas that you can request that have ramps. That's an option. But, you know, even just like I was loading the sound equipment and all of our luggage and stuff. And I'll tell you that, you know, after a couple times up and down those steps, it gets at you. I mean, I'd say there's maybe 20 to 25 steps on the going up to the treehouse. So that's something to think about. So, but it also, you know, that adds to the ambiance too, because you're way up in the air. So, you know, it's kind of a give and take thing with that. And another thing I want to mention with the decor is that the lighting fixtures fit the building awesome. I mean, they were very much themed to this rustic feel. They kind of looked like lanterns, had really cool decor on the outside, like the metalwork. So those are the things that stood out for me as far as decor. So, Debbie, what are some of the things you noticed in the treehouse?
I love angles. I love everything about angles. I'm not into like the boxy feel. And I just thought it was so awesome to walk into the room and see how the wall was beveled out with these huge windows that just overlooked it. I mean, overlooked all the branches and the trees. I just felt like that it opened it up so much to where you were basically feeling you were right there in the trees, even more so.
Yeah, it literally, when you're in your bedroom in the treehouse villas, when you look out, they have large windows. When you look out the window, I mean, those trees are no further than 2 or 3 feet outside the window. I mean, they come right up to the building. It's not like there's like a buffer area. So it was really, I mean, really, truly, I mean, they call them the treehouse villas. It had the feel, you know, especially when you're looking out your bedroom window there, that you are in a treehouse, because the trees, I mean, you are basically built right into the trees.
You are, absolutely. No, yeah.
And, you know, one of the other things that I really noticed as far as this isn't really decor, but I loved hearing the boats going up and down the Sasagula, you know, because you could hear them sometimes. I thought that was pretty cool. Because, you know, if you know what it is, it's a pretty interesting thing. You know, we weren't one of those tree houses that directly backed up to the Sasagula that you can see when you're going up and down the river from Riverside or French Quarter. But you could hear the boats going about. And I just love, you know, transportation at Disney. I'm into that. So I know, you know, I knew some people are going to Downtown Disney. Some people are going back to the resort. That was really cool for me. So, Ricky, what did you think about the decor?
It's, of course, very rustic and very, it is very woodsy feeling, because like you said, you know, there's a lot of wood touches on the inside as well as the outside. And that's the one thing that I really took away from the treehouse is just the decor really did fit with the outside. You almost feel like you're outside though you're inside in a weird way. It doesn't make any sense, but the colors and the woods in the room really make you feel like you're outside too.
No, I agree. And the thing too is that though there were a lot of very modern touches, like they had the flat screen, large LCD TVs. You know, that was in what was really cool, Pam. We talked about this when we were in there. They had the TV mounted really low because it kind of sat in a recessed area under like the countertop for the kitchen. But I thought that was really ingenious.
Yes, that was a weird place for it.
But where the couch is, it's almost eye level with you, and it really does save a ton of space in that villa. And of course, they had the nice TVs and all the, they actually had computer hookups in all the bedrooms too, so you could, definitely get work done in, any of the bedrooms. And I'll tell you, one of the things that Paige really still talks about was the cool bunk beds in the one bedroom. They really loved it because she always wanted bunk beds when she was, she was an only child forever, yet she always asked for bunk beds. And, we kept trying to get them, but they were kind of expensive. And, they'd be cool when she had a friend spend the night or something. But, man, she got to live her dream having bunk beds with Hannah. So that was really cool. So
Hannah loved
it.
It was like a slumber party.
Yeah,
wait, really hang on.
That was fun too, I bet, for her.
Hang on 1 second. Let everybody talk at the same time. Let's see. Hang on. Okay, so go ahead, Debbie.
Well, she had a pretty cool roommate too. That was the fun part of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. The treehouse weekend was like a huge slumber party, honestly, because you're running to the theme parks and you get home, you're tired, but you really didn't want to go to bed because everybody just kept talking about all the stuff that was either going to happen the next day or did you see this happen today? So it was a really, really unique experience that I'm so grateful for. So let's get back to talking about, if somebody wants to stay there, things to consider. Transportation, we can get into that next. I would say that you have to rent a car if you're going to stay at the Treehouse Villas. They do have bus service, but the buses come around. And let me mention about the buses. I have to say this. I think Disney has special buses for the treehouses because these buses are like on stealth mode when they come through the Treehouse Villas. You do not hear them. I mean, at Pop Century, you have those big diesels. You can hear them coming, when they're passing Caribbean Beach. But at the treehouses, that thing could be right outside your treehouse, and you honestly didn't hear it. I mean, I know they're going very slow because we joked about, if you were a cast member in transportation, the day you got the treehouse loop, you probably called off because that's like real skinny and there's a lot of ways to get trapped in there with people, with like trailers attached to their cars and
exactly. That's so normal, right?
So I'm just saying that was me. So but I will
I
say
I got yelled at.
I got yelled at friendly, in a nice way. But you got to do what you got to do.
Sir, please move your trailer.
Exactly. So also, there's smooth jazz in all the little bus stations, by the way. So if you like smooth jazz, it's so smooth.
That was just for me.
Exactly. So at the North bus station, you will hear smooth jazz in the loop. So no, but I'll say that, yeah, you definitely need a car if you're going to drive, if you're going to stay in the Treehouse Villas, because you can get place to place with Disney transportation. There's no doubt you can do that. But it's going to be a lot of time. It is, because you're going to go back through Saratoga Springs. There's four stops in there. Then you're going to hit your destination. So a car would definitely benefit you when staying at the Treehouse Villas. So, Ricky, what do you want to talk about next?
Well, I want to, how you had mentioned about the getting a car. The one thing you do have to keep in mind is you do have to have a room key in order to get to the Treehouse Villas by car. Because there is no guard there, so it is room key only access. That can be a problem if you need into the Treehouse Villa area and don't have a room key. So just like to kind of point that out. So
that's a good point, though, because we always assume that when you pull up to a Disney resort, you have the guard shack and you show some ID and you say, hey, I'm going in there to eat, and you get right through, no problem. But this is one of those, it's an unmanned situation where you got to have the card to get in. And that's definitely something that, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you aren't thinking about that, that could totally catch you off guard.
Or wait for someone who's going in and that is not, which is not something that I did, by the way. No, I did that. And every time I would do that, like the person couldn't go in either because of some reason or another. So they'd always like turn around and I was like, dang it, I was waiting for you to go in. So anyway.
They were totally setting you up.
I know. So the one thing I do want to kind of mention, actually, there are two things I want to kind of briefly touch upon. First of all, the bathroom for like the main bathroom, it's kind of a weird situation. I know that Pam and I kind of talked about this because the bathtub is in with the shower, but it's two separate areas in the master bathroom. Yeah. And it's just, it's kind of a weird setup. I like the other bathroom is normal, you know, it's a shower, bathtub, you know, all in one, but this is like separated, but in the same enclosed space together. And it was just odd.
There's there's a glass door that leads to the shower area. And not only is the shower area behind that glass door, but the jetted tub is behind that area too. And I looked at it many, many times throughout the time we were staying there. And I guess what I came up with is I think they may have just run out of space to make this separate, because it's not like you could climb through the tub to get to the shower, but you can walk through the shower to get through the tub. So I think that's what the issue was.
I would hope so. That just space was at a minimum.
It was beautiful though.
Oh, yeah.
I really loved the stone and the granite and the fixtures that they used in there were really, really stunning, but it was kind of odd. This doesn't impede your use of the bathroom at all. It was just one of those things that you thought, that's interesting.
This is strange. Yeah. The other thing that I kind of wanted to mention about is because, you know, a lot of people have a lot of people in these tree houses. That's kind of what they're designed for, although not 70 people, but, you know, still. So I actually got to sleep on the pullout couch. This couch was really comfortable. I know a lot of people are concerned when they, you know, hear pullout couch, they're like, oh my gosh, I have to sleep on a pullout couch. And that was kind of my original thinking of, well, maybe I'll just sleep on the couch, not pull it out. But seriously, it was really, really nice. There is no bar in the middle. Disney had these couches specially made, I think. And so there's no bar in the middle of your back. You can sleep on it really easily. It's very comfortable. I would definitely sleep on this bed / couch again. So it's really nice.
You know, and speaking of the bedding, the bed in the bedroom I was in was awesome. I mean, this thing was a great bed. It was so comfortable. It was definitely different than your value resort beds, I can tell you that, which, you know, I sleep on those fine. But when I hit that thing, I was like, oh my goodness, this is a little different. So there is definitely a different level of bedding when you go to different resorts. So that's very true. And getting back to the master bathroom, okay, I'm going to ask a question of our listeners. Raise your hand if the first thing we asked you when you came in the treehouse was, have you seen this master bathroom? I mean, every person that came in, we're like, you got to check this out. Go in that bathroom, check out that bathroom. And the first thing, when our good friend Len Testa came over, you know, he was one of the first people to the show, to the meetup, and he's like, so tell me about the master bathroom. Because he had all kinds of theories on why it was the way it was and how it could possibly harm you and so forth. So yeah, we got a lot of
possibly harm
lessons.
You. Oh,
he
good
said,
Lord.
He said something like, you know, you could bump your head if you just like turn around in there or something, but he was just playing. But I think it was funny though, that it is such a unique layout and it's still serviceable. You can definitely use it just fine, but it's definitely something that was a conversation starter, which I never would have thought that would be a conversation starter at our, you know, our live podcast, but it definitely was.
Here, come with me to the bathroom.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound crazy at all.
And that was said probably 20 times that day. So that was kind of weird. But okay. So Debbie, what's something else we need to consider with the tree houses?
One thing, if you really want privacy, that's what I liked about it, Mike, is I like the fact that even though, it is difficult to get to, I think that it's very, very private. So if you really want a private place, yes, like Ricky said, it's hard to go in if you don't have a key. And if you're visiting somebody, you've got to park at a different place. So it's really not that accessible for a guest. But once you're there, to me, what I really loved about it was so private. You didn't have people above you, to have people below you, stomping around, moving around. It was like you were just right there. It was yours.
You just had the loud, noisy people that were in the rooms next to you. No, I'm just joking. You guys were fine.
Obviously. You just can't hear anything. I mean, I just felt like it was, no matter, even before the whole, you know, crew got there, I just felt like that it was very private. But like I said, the one hiccup would be it was not easy to get to.
No.
And like Ricky said, I too got stopped at the gate with the invisible guard. But beside that, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah. And we could have never pulled off an event. And it wasn't like our, you know, our friends were like crazy and, you know, we weren't like throwing a toga party or something, you know, it was just a regular old event.
Next time, that's what we should so do.
I'm just saying, we've had this conversation in a regular villa. That probably couldn't have happened where you had 80 people all together with the sound system and all that. But just like Debbie just said, because these villas are so spread out, you know, and there's woods between them and everything, that you can get away with more stuff like that, where you're able to have, you know, it's a better opportunity to get people together and not have Disney kind of pester you or have other guests, you know, get disturbed because you're making too much noise. Now, obviously, if you're outside, that's going to change because people can hear you a lot easier. But I mean, we got away with making s'mores for 80. I mean, come on. So you have plenty of privacy.
Yeah. Where else could you do that? Nowhere.
Exactly. One thing I wanted to throw in there, too, is that if you're a big golfer, that this is kind of a good destination because the tree houses are located right on the Lake Buena Vista golf course. And I did see a lot of folks playing golf, and there's a lot of golf courses right around there. So if you're a big golfer, this might be an option. You know, if you got a bunch of guys going down there, that'd be a good place to stay because you're right near the golf course. So I know we have a lot of golfers in our podcast listening family. So, Pam, other considerations?
I shared the fears about the transportation issues with y'all, because that, to me, I think that for people who are impatient, that is going to be a huge concern.
Yeah.
For people who are not, I don't know. There are some people who really seem to enjoy the journey, even the transportation at Disney World. So if you're one of those kind of people, I don't think that this will bother you. We did have a car, so I was glad we did. But one of the things I also wanted to mention about just the uniqueness of the treehouse, and the thing that was really cool to me, was that it had the deck and the outside area that is part of your villa.
Yeah,
and
true.
This wasn't a really like a small patio or, you know, balcony like you can get at even the other villas or the other Disney resorts. But this was really a nice sized deck in that it had a table there and it had chairs, but it also had some benches that you could sit on too. And I can really just picture, you know, being able to sit out there in the evening on a nice evening and just soaking up that Disney atmosphere. Because even though you aren't running around the parks or doing things like that, you can still kind of hear the comings and goings. And like Mike said, you could hear the boats or hear the buses or, you know, that were far away or see people walking back and forth to their villa. And to me, that's kind of a really cool thing to be able to do at Disney World. And it also had the charcoal area, too, where you could grill something if you were so inclined. Although I can tell you that would never be used at ours, because it's not like I'm going to be bringing down, you know, chicken to grill up at night. But I can see that some people would want to do that. So I think that was something that was a really unique and positive part of the villa.
You know, in bringing that up, it did remind me, especially in the evenings, kind of at dusk, when you would see people walking around the treehouse loop, and everybody was so friendly. It was a very kind of cool experience because people would kind of chat you up and, you know, hey, how's it going and all that good stuff, which you get a lot of that at Disney. But it also reminded me kind of a place that I used to stay with my good friend when we were like 8 years old. It was a place where his grandparents drove like a, it wasn't a motorhome, but like one of those big trailers that you'd, you know, spend the night in. And there was like a little woods place where they would go with lakes and so forth. And it reminded me very much of that, where there was a sense of community within the loop. And I've heard that with Fort Wilderness as well, that the folks who stay there, there's more of a sense of community with people there as opposed to like other typical resorts. And I kind of felt that in a way at the tree houses. Yeah. Did you, Pam?
Yeah, I agree. There is that community there. And I think that's really a cool thing. And I think part of it has to do with, you know, the charcoal grill and the deck. I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing I wanted to throw in here to consider with the tree houses, and this is one of those, it kind of tears you, but I found myself not so much wanting to go to the theme parks when I was at the treehouse.
Yes, I was going to mention the same thing.
And it's so weird because we talked about this before we went on the air, that I can't get enough of Epcot and the Magic Kingdom and the studios, and I like Animal Kingdom, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I just love going, you know, being at Downtown Disney, going to the other resorts. I am go, go, go the whole time I'm there, but I found myself that there was a couple times where I was at the parks. I'm like, you know, I'm ready to go back to the treehouse because I can sit on the couch. I can go on the deck. I can, you know, grab a bite to eat out of the fridge. And it was so comfortable and such great accommodations that I found it kind of pulled away from my desire to tour as hard as I do, which isn't a bad thing. But it was just one of those things where it really made me think that, wow, do I really want to go back to the resort over, going to the parks, and that is something really to think about, because I found myself thinking about that more and more. So Ricky, you felt the same?
Definitely. I was gonna say, like, this is the perfect place to just kick back and relax and not go, go, go. I mean, I seriously felt just as peaceful sitting on the couch and hanging out back in the room as I did, you know, in the parks. And I almost did prefer it. Pam was talking about, you know, out on the deck and that's lovely and everything. But I just sat here and had this mental picture of this would be the perfect place for a family to just come back, relax a little bit, you know, play some cards out on the deck or something and just really, you know, bond and have good family bonding time just back at the hotel. It's so perfect for that. I can totally see it. And I hate to say this, you almost don't need a TV here because it's just, you know, it's a perfect place to just get together and have a good family bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it reminded me of was the, you know, the Disney trip planning videos that they send out every year. You know, you can get the DVD and they always show, you know, like the extended family all hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, like playing cards or just, you know, just talking with each other. But truly, this place invites that to happen so easily.
It
does.
Yes.
I mean, really, you know, because I always want to go to the theme parks, but hanging out on that deck, I mean, it was so peaceful. It was so awesome. And in that villa, it was incredible. So it may change your touring habits. I'm just saying. And it's not a bad thing at all. It's a good thing because that's why we go. So Debbie, any other thoughts on the tree houses here?
No, I just want to add to that is that I think that what the key part is that it really removes you from all the hustle and bustle. You know, like you were saying, you don't hear the buses. There aren't as many people around. And so to me, when you're that far removed and you're in a more remote setting, I really believe that that's your own little cocoon and you're able to appreciate Disney in a unique way. I just felt like it was just so peaceful. And I'm with you guys. I did not feel like I needed to run to the parks after being there. I just felt like it was such a unique experience. It was kind of like being at a park in a unique way. You were experiencing it in a different way. And, oh, by the way, please do not shout at golfers and say, "Hey, where's the Be Our Guest podcast party?" They don't appreciate that.
Especially on their backswing, yes. Yeah, when they're winding up there to drive it.
The man threw his ball at me.
I can't believe you did that.
Wait, never mind. I'm not going there.
Yeah, pass that one
I'm
up.
I'm just kidding. I didn't do that.
Oh, very nice. No, but you know what? Debbie, that's a great point because I think that we all go to Walt Disney World to escape into that, what we call the Disney bubble, to get away from, you know, our everyday life. But now that you said that, it almost makes me think that the Treehouse Villas can, in a way, be kind of like a secondary bubble where you can escape from the busyness of the theme parks, too, and really retreat back to just being your family.
Absolutely, but you still can turn on the TV and watch Stacy or watch the DVC show if you wish. If not, you could, you know, play some Disney music inside or just, you know, just take it all in because you could see all the Mickey icons like Pam was mentioning with the little berries and the carpet. You still feel like you're at Disney, but you feel like it in such a unique way.
Or you could heckle the golfers from the deck, you know?
Right, apparently. Yeah.
Works for me.
All right, Pam, any
great
other thoughts?
Shot.
Any other thoughts? Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that the Treehouse Villas, there you will have to use a lot of the resources available over at the main section of Saratoga. So that means the Treehouse Villas do have their own pool. It is a small pool, but it is themed. It doesn't have a slide or anything like
Wait,
that.
Hang on. You said what's the theme? A rectangle?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, the theme is spinning frogs.
Great.
That's the theme. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
It's a rectangle theme.
Most likely, if you have kids or even, you know, adults, you're going to want to make the trek over to Saratoga to use one of their theme pools. And when that new themed pool is done, it's going to be close to the walkway there from the treehouse. So that will be something that people will enjoy, I'm sure. Restaurants, there are no restaurants over there at the Treehouse Villas location. So again, you'll want to take the transportation over to Saratoga. And that is really considered kind of an internal transportation system. You will be able to take buses right over to Saratoga and then back over to the treehouse. So that's something to keep in mind. You'll be able to use the restaurants there. I'm trying to think what else. And that's where you'll get actually transportation, the boat transportation to Downtown Disney. You'll have to transfer over to Saratoga as well. what else am I thinking of missing here?
Well, you do have to check in over at the main building at Saratoga
exactly,
as well. You
don't
check
right, in at right, Treehouses. Right. So this is kind of like a sub resort.
Yeah. It is.
Of Saratoga.
Yeah, that's
It's very different from Saratoga, but you will want to use all the main facilities there at Saratoga.
And you know, kind of wrapping this up, I think that's a good point to kind of end on because, you know, you get to get away from everything when you're in the Treehouses. You are in a remote location. You're away from everything, but you're not that far. And when you go over to Saratoga, you have very first class, you know, facilities to take advantage of. You know, you can go to Turf Club. You can go in this great themed pool. And I've heard that the spa over at Saratoga is, if not the best. I mean, I've heard it's right up there with Grand Floridian. So there's a lot of great resources right there, you know, 3 minutes away. Hop a bus and you're there. So you can have the remoteness of the treehouse, but also the first class facilities of a deluxe resort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up today. And, you know, if you've ever stayed in a treehouse, what do you think? Or if you never have, you know, if you have questions, come on over to the forums at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We'll talk more about the treehouses there. We have lots of pictures we can put up there. And, you know, thanks to everybody who came out to the treehouse event about a month ago. That's how we got to learn about the treehouses. And they are really, really a unique Disney experience that I hope everybody gets an opportunity to experience, you know, staying there with your family. That would be a great, great thing. Don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by touringplans.com. So the next time you're headed down to Walt Disney World, information is power. It's going to help you get in the right park on the right day. You're going to get, you know, the optimal way to see the attractions down at Walt Disney World. That's what a touringplans.com premium subscription is going to get you. You're also going to have access to Lines, which is the mobile application, which will give you up-to-the-minute wait times and fast pass times right there on your smartphone. You'll also have access to the 365-day crowd calendar. You get so much for your money. It's a great investment. If you're heading down to Walt Disney World, I really wouldn't go without a subscription. So check them out over at www.touringplans.com. Don't forget that our next Be Our Guest podcast live show comes your way on Sunday evening, November 21st at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. That's where we're going to take your calls, and you get to come on the show right there with us, and it'll take place, as always, on your favorite radio station, which is MagicalMouseRadio.com. Don't forget to tune into the station also for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And don't forget, we're only about 3 weeks away from hearing all that great Walt Disney World Christmas music. Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I'm already in the mood, kind of, because I love the Osborne Lights Loop. I love that. I love, what's Christmas Wishes? Holiday Wishes. I couldn't remember the name of it. I'm going to say Hollow Wishes. It's not Hollow Wishes.
No, wrong one.
Yeah, exactly.
Another
holiday.
Show. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a little more creepy.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. It's not Christmas. So there's so much great music to hear, and we play that for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the show in iTunes. Just visit the iTunes Music Store, type in Be Our Guest, and hit the subscribe button, and you'll never miss any of our future episodes. You can also get in contact with the show on Twitter. We're at twitter.com/BeOurGuestMike, and we're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestMike. And I'd love it if you'd add me as a friend so we can stay in touch and hear your ideas on the show. So thank you so much for downloading our podcast. We truly appreciate it each and every time you take the effort to download the show. And please do spread the word in the Disney community about our podcast, because we love bringing new Disney fans into our family. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. We hope that you have a great week. Work hard, and we'll see you real soon.
Woot.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.